Hey peeps, welcome to episode one of my podcast. So this episode is entitled 30 Days In, How You Holding Up? We all know what's going on in the world today. It's a pandemic and we are ordered to stay in place, stay home if you're a non-essential worker. Me, myself, I am considered essential, but I'm able to work from home. And what better way, I figured, to pass time and to challenge myself than to start a podcast. I have all this stuff going on in my head. Tons of crazy thoughts, logical thoughts, just thoughts. And I'm like, I have to get this out. On this self-improvement journey, I'm learning so much right now. And, you know, what better way to connect with people? To tell you a little bit about myself, I am an outgoing person, but I've never done anything like a podcast. I have this like quirky side to me, a little nerdy, geeky, that most people don't get to see. And this is me challenging myself to try something new and let that side of myself shine through. So I hope you become a listener. There will be many more episodes to come. I don't know where this podcast is going. I'm planning, but I'm scratching plans and starting over and trying not to think too hard about it. But we will see where it goes, and hopefully you'll join me on this journey. So just to talk a little bit about staying in place and being home. How different is this for so many people? Like, I have a child, so I have acclimated to being home since she was in the womb. You know, can't go out and do much. She's currently 1.5, and yeah, I'm used to being home. So this is actually a pleasure for me. Working from home was an adjustment. I had to relocate my computer from the living room to the basement. My mom watches the baby during the day. I get to save on daycare, put a little money in my mom's pocket. She is out of work right now. She's retired, but she took a job with the school system part-time, you know, just to get out the house and have something to do. But she's home since there is no school. And we're making it work as a family. So I have been making notes to myself and trying to keep myself, my spirits lifted and not get super duper lazy. I have to work. I have to put in, you know, 8 hours a day. I need that check still coming in. So that's important. But aside from that, it's like, if you're used to going out to happy hour, if you're used to shopping all the time, if you're used to going to the gym every day, life has drastically changed, and we need to make some adjustments and make sure that our quality of life is still great. And I just wrote down a few tips that I wanted to share. Nothing crazy, just a few tips I wanted to share to keep people motivated and, you know, to make the best out of the time that we have right now. We don't know when we'll get this time back. Before I even get into the things that I'm recommending people to do while they're home, I first have to give a shout out to all the essential workers, the nurses, the everyone who's putting doctors, people that you don't even think of, supers. We had to have our boiler service, the boiler man, he's considered an essential worker. The people who are really on the front lines, putting themselves at risk so that as much normalcy as we can have, you know, we can have. So shout out to them. Yes, I salute y'all, your families. You're doing a great service to us, and we truly appreciate you. We really, really do. So let's get into it. Here's a few things that are at the top of my list. I feel of just basic things that are keeping me level-headed and grounded and from driving myself crazy during this pandemic and this stay-at-home order. Number one, I recommend you don't sleep in every day. Yes, the first week I was like, I am not getting out of bed. Ma, here, take the baby. I'm going back to sleep. I just wanted to sleep, 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 sleep. Well, that got old and tired real quick. I want to get up now. I want to hear the birds chirp. I want to have a cup of green tea in the morning before my baby wakes up, have some peace of mind to myself, do a little journaling, get your day started. We are going to have to return to normal life very soon, and you do not want to be feeling sluggish and feeling like completely out of whack. Trust me, it's coming eventually, and you just, you know, you want to be a step ahead of the game. So I recommend not sleeping in every day. Number two is stay active. You have 24 hours in a day. What is 15 to 20 minutes of your day to do a little bit of exercise or to clean up something in your home that you've been putting off? You know you have old clothes you are not using. Donate to big brothers and sisters. Donate to somebody you know. Make that package, send it back home to grandma in Jamaica or to whoever and what island needs it. Anyone that needs it. I have a ton of baby stuff for Zuri that she's no longer using. And I said to myself, you know what? Every day I'm going to go through a drawer and I'm just going to clean that drawer out. Staying active, that could be anything. Work out. You do not want to blow up and not be able to fit into your summer clothes. It cannot be summer body and everybody's walking around with quarantine bellies. That's not the move. Next one is make plans. So I definitely do a to-do list kind of to hold myself accountable. I can't let the day pass without accomplishing something. Something has to get accomplished. Something has to get done each day. So I do make a quick to-do list. It's not long and drawn out. I'm not about to be overwhelming myself. I'm not about to feel like, you know, get this done, get that done, this done, that done. No, I'm not going to do that. If it's three things that I put on a post-it and I put it on my refrigerator or I put it on the door of my bedroom, make plans. Get them done. You want to go to bed at night feeling satisfaction, feeling like, okay, I accomplished something today, especially before you pull out that bottle of wine, because I know we're all drinking, you smoking on something or whatever you're doing, playing your video games, getting to the next level in Fortnite. I've never played Fortnite in my life. My nephew is obsessed, but whatever you're doing before you get into your extracurricular activities, when the nighttime hits, you definitely want to feel like, all right, I got X, Y, and Z out of the way, and now it's me time. Number four is check on loved ones. For me, Sundays is the day that I make all my calls. I am social, but antisocial, if that makes sense. I don't always like talking to people. I really don't. We all know we've had that moment when we see someone calling and look at our phone and just wait for it to stop ringing. And yeah, that's how you just feel some days. So for me, on Sundays, I try to make my rounds, go through my phone. Who do I need to check on? Who have I not spoken to? Lift your spirits up. You can't see people, and you do want people to know, especially people who live alone, or you have a friend who is a parent and they're with their child all day long. Sometimes you just want to hear an adult's voice. You want to have an adult conversation, and you want to know that the people you care about are thinking of you. So pick up the phone, make a phone call maybe that you've been putting off, and see how people around you are doing. A little bit goes a long way. You'd be surprised. Number five is spend time in a different room in your house. So if you are laid up in bed all day, 24/7, watching Netflix, you're going to lose your mind sooner or later. The walls will start to close in on you. We watch TV. Me and my mom are currently watching The Wire. Yes, my mom is enjoying it more than I am, I think. But we're watching The Wire on Amazon Prime. And we do that in the living room. I hang out in my room when I want to meditate or when I'm putting Zuri to sleep for a nap. I am blessed to have to be in a home. I know that's not everybody's situation. Some people, you live in a studio, you live in a one bedroom. God bless you. God bless us all. If you have a roof over your head in these days and times, I'm feeling blessed about the little things. So if that's your situation, there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe this really doesn't apply to you, but I would suggest trying to spend some time in different rooms in your house. I don't always eat at the kitchen table, but lately I've noticed I've been doing that more. I feel like a little lazy bum when I'm constantly just bringing food to my room and eating in the bed. So sometimes I just sit at the kitchen table and eat, chop it up with the family, and yeah, just get a different setting. Whatever helps, you know. Number six is self-reflect, self-love. I try to do one thing per day that is all about me. One thing, whether it is exercising, whether it's taking a long bath and lighting some candles and throwing on some Sade, whether it's what else am I doing? Making a extra special meal, you know, like a Thanksgiving meal on a Tuesday, just because. Today I am doing a turmeric mask. That's my plans. After I put Zuri to bed, I'm going to do a turmeric mask and light up something, lift off to Pluto, relax with a glass of red wine, and that's my plans. That's just something for me. That's what I enjoy doing. And it's self-love because I am taking care of myself, and it will make you feel good about yourself. It will definitely, definitely make you feel good about yourself if you do something just for you each and every day. The next one, I took a before pic. So 3 weeks ago, I took a picture of myself. Once we found out that the stay in place order was going to be until April 30th, I think it was originally. Now it's been changed to May 15th. I took a picture of myself. A couple. Up close picture of my face and a full length picture of my body. There's some things on my face that I want to improve, you know, blemishes or whatever that I wanted to work on. And it's just a before and after. Like when this is all over, I'm just gonna look at those pictures. I'll take some after pictures and see how far I've come. Just an accomplishment that I want to have for myself. Like, okay, go girl. You got some clear skin. The belly went down a little bit. I still got a little bit of a mom pouch. I'm working on that. I got it down to go to my trip to DR. I wanted to be on the beach with the flat, flat tummy. And I did well, but then while on vacation, it's like it came right back. So I don't know, whatever. I'm over it. But the pictures are my motivation to do better, eat better, work out. Whatever I need to do. I take very good care of my skin, but I could always do better. I have all these products at home and I don't always use everything. Black soap, and I'm old school. I still use Noxzema. Please do not. Don't come for me. It works and I like it. That is the deepest clean that I get on my face, period. So it works. Don't judge me. Yeah, that's a couple of things that I do just to feel better about myself and to stay motivated, like I said, so I don't come out of this looking crazy. Pimples on my face from eating bad, hair falling out from being stressed out because I can't go anywhere. I am not about to let that happen, and you should not either. The next one, and this kind of goes into checking on your loved ones. Talk to your friends and family, even the ones that live with you. Have conversation. Don't be ready to argue and tear each other's heads off. Like, come together. You do not know when you're going to get this time back to spend with the people you love. You really don't. So embrace it. I am enjoying kicking it. I mean, don't always have to wake up the next day or early for work. I kind of work on my own schedule. So yeah, we spend nights in my basement. Just like, hey, how you doing? What's up? How you holding up? Just touching base with each other, sharing some laughs. It's kind of, we call ourselves, up, oh, I have to share. We call ourselves the dinner club. So late night, drink of choice, whether it's wine or we're having a beer or no drink at all. And we're just chopping it up. Like, hey, how was work today? You didn't leave, but you still had to work. So how was it? You know, what's going on? And it's a nice way to end the day. It's a nice way to end the day. So talk to your family and friends. Don't be ready to kill each other. Don't come out of this like, you need to move. I need another roommate. I'm about to disown you as my family. I no longer like you at all. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to each other. Number nine on my list, develop a new hobby. We all have interests that we're too busy to dig into. Oh my goodness. There are so many things that I want to do. Anybody that knows me knows every other week I'm on a whole different tip. I'm like, this week I'm completely plant-based. I'm not eating any meat. I'm doing all kind of vegan restaurant, vegan restaurants. Listen to me. I'm doing all kind of vegan recipes. The next week I'm pescatarian. I'm trying all different types of fish. I just like to try new things. But many times once you get home from work, you know, I feed the baby, I'm doing this, a load of laundry. I just don't have time to invest in those things that I want to do. One thing that we are definitely going to do this spring and that I want to teach my daughter is gardening and how to grow food. In order to teach her, I have to learn myself. So we are starting a garden, and I saw online an easy, simple way to start like an herb garden at home. I'm cutting the bottom half of these 1 liter. I had essential water bottles. I've been drinking alkaline water like crazy. Stay alkaline. That's what's up. I use the bottom half of them. I cut them in half. I have like eight of them. Ordered some soil, ordered some seeds, and we're starting an herb garden. And once, you know, the weather gets nicer here in New York, we are going to transfer everything outside. I'm going to order this nice little greenhouse I saw on Walmart.com. And we're going to start growing some vegetables. If nothing else, this has really taught me to the importance, I should say, of being self-sustainable. I have waited on lines at Trader Joe's. I have waited on lines at Gala supermarkets. People are going crazy about their food. And I know I saw on the news, no, I didn't see it on the news, excuse me. Someone told me that it was on the news, that apparently in North Dakota, a lot of people, they've had like a sharp increase in the amount of cases of coronavirus out there. Why that's important is because a lot of meat is processed and manufactured or whatever they do, packaged in North Dakota, and these plants are closing. So a lot of people that work at the plants have coronavirus. Plants are closing, and it is definitely going to interrupt the meat industry. If it's not affecting us already, it will be. And I am grateful at this point in time that I can go whenever I choose to, which is most of the time, I can go plant-based. I do not need meat in my diet at all. My daughter is a vegetarian. She has never had any meat at all in her entire 1.5 years on this planet Earth. And when we go to the supermarket, the meat is like what's left is all the stuff people didn't want to buy, the really expensive stuff. Or we eat, and if I do eat meat, I eat grass-fed. A little pricey, but that's always on full at the supermarket. You can always get that. But what I noticed is the produce section. Like, people not out here buying fruits and vegetables? I don't know what's going on with y'all, but you better get your mind right because that is where it is at. Your immune system is the most important thing right now. Save that for another episode. But before I get off track, yes, I'm starting an herb garden. That is the hobby that I'm getting into. So far, so good. I mean, I'm looking at dirt every day, waiting for something to sprout out so I can be like, whoa, wow, look, Zuri, you know. But to see something that you've created grow from the ground up and you know, to know where it can be, and in a couple of weeks, a few weeks, or a month, or however long it's going to take, I can actually pick off my plant and make some chamomile tea, or once the herbs dry up, I can have some basil to put in my pastas and all that kind of stuff. It's really exciting. It's the little things that that do it for me, and that's going to be super, super dope. So the last thing is clear shit out. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. The clutter is a weight on your life, on your soul, on your mental health, on everything. Clear it out. My rule right now, as I'm going through cleaning things out in my house, is if I have not worn it, if I have not used it, if I have not seen it, if I have not searched for it in a year, I don't need it. I don't need it. It's taking up space. I don't know if I'm going to put it on letgo.com, try to make a few bucks. I don't know if I'm just going to donate to Big Brothers and Sisters or a little bit of both. But I am getting rid of so much stuff. It is time to declutter. It's time to declutter. And I feel like once I'm done with that, you know, things will start to come together. Things are coming together already. But I just mean, as far as having a clear space, I think a clear space leads to a clear mind. And you can prioritize things a little better. We all know how much better we feel when our room and our homes are neat. We know where everything is. You're not spending time searching for anything. So that's my list of things that are keeping me going and keeping me grounded and in growth, like in a state of growth. I don't want to stagnate. I don't want to go back to old bad habits and lose myself. I've worked really hard to get rid of some old habits, and I just don't want to regress. It's all about progress. I hope you're progressing. I hope you're learning something new. I hope you're challenging yourself and your mental, your spirituality in some way, shape, or form. I just had to remind myself the other day. I was like, when's the last time you said your prayers? I think going to work every day provides structure for you. You know what time you have to get up. You know what time you got to be on the parkway by in order to make it to work on time. You know what time lunch is. You know what time this is at. And then you come home and you're into a routine. You kind of fall out of that routine if having to get up and go to work is not something you have to do right now. So you gotta create your own routine. You have to make it work for you. And I won't say you have to do anything. I shouldn't say you have to. I'm just saying what I suggest. Many people are absolutely okay just floating through the day, seeing where the wind takes them. And God bless you. It just does not work for me. I'll be all over the place. So, and I won't get anything accomplished. So my list of things that I'm doing right now, like I said, to stay grounded, stay focused, and to keep growing. I encourage you all to do it. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. If you are someone who's experienced loss or you're going through something right now, because the people you know or you yourself have been affected directly by the coronavirus or COVID-19, my prayers go out to everyone who's in any kind of suffering. I really think about people who are losing loved ones and who are not able to give them, you know, what we consider to be a proper burial or the normal service, or not able to be with your loved ones if they're in the hospital and they're not well. I think about all the women who are having babies right now, and they're saying husbands are not allowed in the delivery room. Your partner is not allowed in the delivery room. It is so hard to be pregnant and to give birth. It is one of the most magical things in the world, and you want to share it with the people you love the most. My heart goes out to them. The high school kids who are supposed to be graduating this year, and not being able to have a prom, not being able to, you know, go take their senior pictures and walk across that stage. They've worked so hard for it. But in the real big, huge scheme of things, I also feel for many people are quarantining in the stay in place order at home with a stocked refrigerator, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, channels galore on their TV, nice view from their home or from their apartment window. Everybody does not have it so great. Everybody does not have it so great. When I look on the news and I see all the people who are in line at food banks and who need a meal, it's really on my heart. I was saying to myself, like, maybe once a month I will just cook a huge amount of food, and I don't know where I would even go. Maybe go to Freeport train station, or there are my local train station. There are definitely homeless people out there that could use a nice home cooked meal. I don't know how I would do it and still stay safe and not take any chances, affecting or myself or my family or anything. I haven't really thought on the details of that, but it's been on my heart to do it, and it's something that I definitely want to make happen, and I'm gonna make happen. I also think about the people who are in domestic abuse situations, children, women and men who have to be at home with someone who is making their life hell, and maybe work or going to school was like their only escape, even if just for a moment from that situation. I lift them up in prayer. I just feel really blessed. I know everybody doesn't have it as good as me. I know people are really, really, really going through it right now, and I feel for them. So I feel like me doing my part in all of this is making sure that my family is safe, making sure that in my home there is peace, there is happiness, there is love. That is all I can do. And I wish all of those things to you and your family. Please join me for the next episode. It should be up in about a week or so or less. I have nothing but time on my hands. So it should be up in less than a week. But in the meantime, peeps, take care of yourself, take care of each other. Peace and love. Chop it up with you in a few days.